keep my phone up if you don't mind.
No, absolutely.
On Ox 1, and you got Ox 2 right there.
Wow, I am humbled. All right. Well, folks, it is 12 o'clock here in lovely Medford, Massachusetts.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Beautiful Medford, Massachusetts, and you're tuned in to Nothing to See Here. I'm your host, DJ G Marquis. With me, as always, is Garth.
What's up?
How's it going?
Party on.
Party on. Anyway, we're going to be spinning some tunes for the next hour. Alex has got a soundboard. We might... Thank you, Alex.
You're welcome.
And other than that, stay tuned. Honestly, I have no agenda, and I'm feeling kind of radical. So
I think we should just get weird.
Let's get weird.
Yeah. Deeper, I
Okay, that's enough of that.
Hello.
Oh man. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am very excited to announce that we have yet another addition to the party here.
The man himself. I gotta plug it in.
The man himself, the sprink.
Sprinkle.
He was sprinkled on the way. But yes, DJ Periwinkle Sprinkle is here with us today.
Yeah, surprise guest appearance. Let's
surprise guest appearance. It's just, it keeps getting better. This is why you have to stay tuned. It only gets better. And you know what? It was a good day to begin with, and that's why, if you'll listen closely, you'll hear the song. You know, Ice Cube agrees that it was a good day. I've been having a good day.
Can we play a trivia game or something?
We can. But first, I want to talk about my day. I had a good day.
I want to hear your day.
I had a good day.
Tell us.
I woke up this morning, right? And I felt like death.
I woke up this morning, baby.
I felt like death. I felt horrible. It was like 8:30. I had to do this assignment for this class. Oh, God. It was too much. But... But oh God. So anyway, I get the assignment done, and I was worried because like I got a paper back today. I had to like talk to my advisor about possibly like dropping a class, like all this awful thing to look forward to in the morning. And the talk with the advisor went well. I got my paper back. I got an A on the paper.
Yeah,
I had like a really good practice. but yeah, I mean, it's just been nothing but a solid downhill since last Tuesday.
Now it's this Tuesday.
Now it's this Tuesday, and Tuesday's a lot better. So it's been a good day.
Jason's exploring.
Yes.
Honestly, this is a quality app.
I kind of had a feeling that the soundboard would be playing. We'd be playing with fire, and oh god, this is just we've unleashed the beast. There's no way we can go back.
The sprinkle is
Super Saiyan right now.
I didn't even know there was a soundboard, so this is golden,
dude. I mean, every somewhat professional radio station has like some sort of soundboard, right? That's how they.
In our case, I bought a $2 app on the store.
That's pretty much all it is, really. I mean, that's all it's ever been. It's just MP3s that you play at the press of a button.
True.
But, oh boy.
These headphones are weird, man.
These headphones are.
Yo, what the fuck is. Ew. Excuse me. There's so many.
Oh no, it goes on for miles.
Why?
Digital miles. Absolute tons.
What is Cartoon Twinkle?
Metric tons?
Is this a Sailor Moon transformation sound?
Possibly. It's whatever you want it to be. It's entirely.
Yo, I feel like this really enhances Ice Cube's today. It was a good day.
It really does. I mean, everything. This show is probably the height of it. It's just been getting. Booyah! It's just been.
Why is he poop?
Why is that even on the soundboard?
Wait, can you just submit to. Is that the can
Party
I help
on.
You?
Party on!
Can I. Let me play the can I help you riff.
Can I help you?
It was a good day. I didn't have to use my AK.
Wow. 91.5
WMFO
Medford.
What? Those two sounds definitely go hand in hand.
We should re-record some. No! Make it stop! Oh God, that's the worst noise ever. Well, that's better. All right. Honestly, like, is this? Did you want to do trivia, or do you now just want to play with the soundboard? Because we can do trivia. Oh God. Is somebody calling right now? Oh, boy.
Oh no, we're gonna get yelled at.
We're gonna get yelled at.
Oh.
Hello? Hello?
It's still flashing at you. I wonder if they're calling the right number. Is the board yelling at you?
Hello, we have a special caller in. Why don't you introduce yourself?
I can't hear me on the air.
Can you hear yourself now? Oh, it's a little bit of a delay. So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself? Yeah.
Oh, we have a special caller.
I think this is a special caller indeed.
Nick Golan.
Yeah!
You should talk a little closer into your phone. Put your phone in your mouth.
Eat it all. Okay.
Eat your phone.
Just eat the phone.
I'm about to.
We got Nick, we got a sound.
I'm off that.
Great. That's awesome. So what did you want to shout out anybody? Did you have any requests?
How are you doing?
How are you, Nick? How are you doing, man?
I was happy to hear Periwinkle Sprinkle come on.
Yes, I appreciate the love.
Baby. It's
I'm happy that he's playing with the soundboard.
Yeah.
This is all.
Now it's back to me.
We've evolved. Oh yeah, we've transcended.
We've been working together.
We have.
Oh man,
just achieved enlightenment through this soundboard.
Do we dare?
I think you should play every sound in the soundboard.
Play every sound in the soundboard for the rest of the show. Just go down the list. Oh god.
What have you done?
So many fart noises.
This sounds like the beginning of a Beatles song.
This is very strange. All right, well,
I got to drop a line to thank you. The listeners love it.
Sorry, could you repeat that? We had
a rail gun going on.
Sounded like a strike of some sorts.
Yeah, I just said keep doing what you're doing. The listeners appreciate it.
That's great.
Oh, thank you.
Wait, could you do us a favor? Your brother wants to do trivia. Can you give us a topic?
Yeah.
A topic.
Do you have any trivia questions off the top of your head?
Preferably animals. Name an animal.
Just give us a topic, and we'll go from there.
Name an animal.
All right.
That's the worst trivia question, I think.
No.
I don't know.
That was Jason.
Letters that start with G.
Goat.
Good. It's great. I'm glad we found that sound effect. Uh-huh. Yes. Okay.
That means
we've hit the lightning round.
Lightning round.
Wait, let him. I want to hear his question. What's the question?
How many active blimps are there in the world?
How many what?
11.
Blimps?
11.
At least 3.
You ruined it. You ruined it, Alexander.
I got it.
It's like 13.
But I was close.
I didn't hear the question.
500.
Oh, man.
That's literally your fun fact on our website. Look it up right now, Hunter, if you want
to. I didn't hear the question still, so I'm just... If this is the only way I'm going to... Oh, no, get down!
Mr. President!
All right. There are only 11 blimps. It was blimps. That's what I thought. Okay. Well, Nick, thank you so much for checking in with us and contributing.
This is the exact seal sound I was hoping for.
But yeah.
I love you, Nick.
Much love.
It is great to hear from you, sir. Good night. All right. Oh God.
This is torturous.
This is almost as torturous as this is going to be. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, you thought Network Music Ensemble didn't do the 80s. You were wrong. Network Music Ensemble does everything. It is the most...
the most generically generic of all genericness.
It is the most... It is so unfathomably generic that... Yeah, that's how I feel too.
Dude, this game show music is hardcore.
Is there any, like, what? How do you classify this music? Like, how does this, how this do you make
like
this?
This sounds like 80s game show music.
Who makes this? Like, who sits down and writes this music?
Danny Elfman? It sounds like I got support from the soundboard.
Yeah, and go Danny Elfman. All right, we're going to do some trivia questions. There's got to be, like, a website that, like...
Behave.
Oh God.
Good night, everybody.
That was my accident.
Random trivia generator. Thank you.
Yes.
Internet.
All right.
We're gonna go ahead and. Okay. Oh wait! Don't look at the screen. Okay. All right.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 12:25 here on the East Coast, which means you are tuned into the Nothing to See Here
Choose
Power Hour of Wonder with our lovely guests, DJ Periwinkle Sprinkle.
That is Periwinkle's noise.
Yes.
This is mine.
Okay. We are going to get right into it. We have a lot of trivia to get through. Don't look at the screen. If you look at the screen, I will murder your face.
We'll just look each other in the eyes.
Longingly. Oh, wait. I can turn it. Okay, so I'm just going to turn it over here so you can't see. Okay.
I'm still going to look at you in
the eyes.
All right. BB.
There's... Oh, wait. Hold on. If we're going to do the game show, then I gotta pull up the game show music.
This sounds pretty like game show.
It is, but it's more... It's actually off the 80s album. Okay, here we go.
Woo!
Am I allowed to make tasteless jokes within reason?
Yeah.
And tonight.
Okay.
On Hunter's Very Own Trivia Show.
First question: which U.S. state capital lies closest to Philadelphia? I believe I heard the bell first. Who's the bell?
That's me.
Okay.
Harrisburg. Alex.
No, I'm sorry. That is incorrect.
That was the expected answer.
Jason, you have a chance to steal.
Steal.
Wait, so the closest U.S. state capital to Philadelphia.
I know the answer now. Can I, if he misses it, can I?
Isn't it Trenton?
Yay!
No!
Ding, 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 Okay. I mean, yeah, something like that.
We'll work on it.
I was torn between either Trenton or Wilmington. I was going to say Dover.
I'm just going to put... Okay, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's not good. There we go. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, our second question.
It's still not coming through. There we go.
In the TV show The Simpsons, whose mother did comic book guy once date?
Wait, hang on. Hang on. It's Skinner's.
Hey! Ding, 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 ding. Hey. All right. You guys, you have the soundboard, and I'm doing all the noises with my
mouth. I know. I'm trying to set it up so... All right, we'll choose animal noises. That's more fun.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right, what are you going to be? That's Jason. Or Periwinkle. I'm going to be
Sheep. Shout out to month 7 of Mourning a Gorilla.
I can do it. I can vibe with it.
All right, cool. Give us more.
Okay. Score is tied 1-1. Our next question. I don't like any of these questions. More questions. which brand of pizza was also the title of a 1990 film? A 1990 crime film. I'll give you a little bit more.
The sheep came first.
Domino's?
No, damn, I'm sorry.
Or crap.
I was going to say Little Caesars.
No. I'm sorry. The answer is Goodfellas.
That was a pizza thing?
I didn't know that. I didn't know. Maybe.
Well, all right, fine. That's the...
Okay.
Well, that was a bad one.
Is that it?
That's the losing noise.
Oh, God. Was that like a cheetah?
Yeah.
That's horrifying. Nature's scary. All right. Some of these questions are just straight up unfair. Like, approximately how long is the Congo River?
1,700.3 miles.
Honestly, I would just give it to the closest one, but I already reloaded the page.
Yay.
Okay. What do Brad Pitt and Edward Norton shoot at factories while drunk in Fight Club?
Isn't it BBs?
No.
Oh, shoot at?
They shoot them at factories. They launch. They put them in the air as they go towards factories.
Oh, it's Oh, I can't remember.
You have 5 seconds. Just guess.
Is it like fat bombs or something like that?
No, I'm sorry. It's golf balls.
Golf balls. Shoot.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Who just sits here and makes this music?
I really don't know.
Andrew's favorite new band.
Network Music Ensemble. The most amazingly generic music you can find. What color collar does Mickey Mouse's dog Pluto typically wear?
Blue.
No.
Crap.
Green.
Yes.
Wow.
Correct.
Savage.
Correct.
Did you know that or was that a guess?
I was going to say green either way.
Oh, man. All right.
I didn't know he had a blue collar.
With luck, it is Periwinkle Sprinkle coming up. Ahead by 1 point. Network Music Ensemble coming through. Oh, my God. All right. This will be our final question.
All right.
If Periwinkle Sprinkle gets this right, he takes the round. If, Alex, if you get this right, then...
Sudden death.
Sudden death.
Okay.
Sudden death. So a lot riding on your shoulders, but I don't want you to feel like you're stressed. If you ever need to talk, I'm right here for you, Alex.
I'll let you know. I'll let you know.
Okay. Okay.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Da-da-da-da-da. Oh, man.
Is this one a fun one?
Okay, no. No, no, no. I got to find the right question.
It's a big question. This is for all the marbles. All the jelly beans.
Can you make it about fluids?
What? That's weird.
That's related to the joke I want to tell you.
I'm going to have to think about that for a second.
That's a moose?
That's a moose.
That's a moose on the soundboard.
Wait.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Here we go. Who's responsible for The Ballad of a Thin Man?
Tom Waits?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh. Dude, I was low-key hoping you were going to go with the Bush joke.
Neil Young.
No, Bob Dylan.
I don't know any Dylan.
Oh, God.
I don't listen. Who listens to Bob Dylan?
My word. Okay. God, we got it. We got to finish this game up because this music is really starting to just like scramble my brain. I'm losing it now.
Hunter, you would be a bad host, I think.
Okay,
you'd lose it.
I really.
All right, this is it. All the marbles.
In what film did a character named Pumpkin rob a restaurant while Vincent Vega was dining nearby?
Pulp Fiction.
Did he have it? Was it his?
It was him by a hair.
Come on.
I'm sorry, and that is it. We have
a winner.
The question
should have ended at Pumpkin. That would have been harder.
We have a winner, DJ Periwinkle Sprinkle. Congratulations. You have won the challenge. I would play the winning music, but I swear if I have to listen any more to this, I'm going to like start bleeding around the eyes.
That's Hunter losing his mind.
Can I tell my really, really tasteless joke?
Yes.
Oh, God. Wait, can I put on sad violin music behind it?
Sure.
Yeah, I really want to. Oh, man. Get it nice and good in your head, because I want to see how this works out.
You better shut your mouth before I shut it for you.
Oh, my God. That is scary. Okay. Giraffe. Okay, Jason.
Jason, tell us your joke.
Tell us your joke.
This is... Okay, guys. It's a really emotional joke. Like, I need to really, like... So... I gotta...
Keep that one...
So, important. Why? Why did the seaman cross the road?
To get to the ocean?
Because I put on the wrong socks today.
Let
the listeners absorb this.
Oh, God. I feel dirty. I feel like I have to take a shower now.
I had to take a shower. No, please. This did not actually happen to me.
What did not actually happen to you?
I do not use socks. That was the lightning round.
Lightning round.
Yes. Lightning round. What does Jason use?
Oh, God.
I forgot the loop was on.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Halloween's over.
You look like Halloween.
Thanks. We're going back to music.
Thank you.
Hey guys, I found something.
What'd you find?
It's called Laser Time.
What is Laser Time?
I don't know, but it's called Laser Time, the best and strangest wizards.
What? What is it?
I don't know.
It's music?
I'm trying to become a wizard.
Maybe. I found it, and I'm interested in hearing what it is.
I like it. I like what you're doing.
Oh god, no, it's a podcast. Kill it.
Kill it with acid.
Kill it with fire. Yeah, we, you know, you'd think that we would get along with podcast people because of the whole shared interest thing.
Screw that.
No, nope, you thought wrong.
It's like how I love music, but I kind of want to kill anyone who does a cappella.
Hey.
Sorry.
They throw decent parties.
I don't care.
You want to kill people who do a cappella?
Wow, wow, wow.
Thank you, Network Music Ensemble.
Acapella is
it's alright. I mean,
I live with
the acapella people, and they're alright.
And Justin.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't really know who's an acapella. I just know I hate acapella.
I just hate how I feel like the market's just oversaturated with acapella, just like how the market's oversaturated with Pepe's lately.
It was nice around the period of Pitch Perfect 1, but once Pitch Perfect 2 came out, then it was just kind of too much. Too many acapella groups and you know. So we're kind of getting close to having a close up shop here.
Show you a shop.
Oh yeah, where?
It's right below us. It's called Brown and Brew. They sell pastries and delicious snacks.
Yeah, but they won't play WMFO though.
Truth.
We should have a snack drawer.
A snack drawer? Because we want to.
Can we make a budget?
Ooh, no. We don't have the money for that. I'm sorry.
We have veto.
Only for exec boards.
I want to save all of our money in the case that we have to buy several dozens of pizzas.
Can we book Lil B the Baze God? Can we make enough money to do that?
Well, I mean, it depends on how much you're willing to put out for this station, Justin. Jason.
Tune in next week to find out if Jason puts out.
Jason's about to put out these hands.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
You couldn't have just called me Sprinkle.
I might
and avoid the entire situation. No, you have to, one, say my real name, and two, get my name wrong.
Oh, God.
What?
You owe me a snack.
I know.
What
I
is
do.
Going on?
Oh, man.
He called me Justin.
Again.
You called him Justin
again.
Right now?
I don't know. It slips. Because I corrected myself, but it slips out. I'm sorry. I admit my mistake. I apologize, and I humbly ask for your apology. Like, your I don't know.
Rev up those fryers.
Don't kill me.
Because you sure are about to catch these hands.
The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving, presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Adickman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just call search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can call 617-67-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. I just wanted to give a quick shout out to the art gallery. I had class in there today. It was pretty cool. I've actually never been in there. It's like a mini museum. It's like,
it's cool.
It's like three rooms of a museum.
Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah, it's nicely kept.
Very nice. It's quiet.
Cool.
Except
exhibitions.
For the fact that like the people who work there all wear high heels. Or like some sort of sharp heel. Clack, clack, so every time they're walking around, it's clack, clack,
I
clack,
think
clack.
That's part of what's mandatory of working in a museum, even for dudes. Just that your shoes, like, are just loud.
Is there, like, not, like, a rubber thing that you could put on the bottom to, like, muffle the sound of, like, a hard stiletto hitting the floor?
If you do, I hear they put you in art museum prison.
Oh, I'll show you art museum prison.
I don't want to be there. That's where they
you're
take
just gonna
all the
sit
lost
there
kids.
And watch crazy people do performance art for 12 weeks.
Oh, wow.
You know what? I wouldn't mind if next week's show is devoted entirely to performance art. Oh, man.
Can we not ever go down that dark path?
I don't know, man. I mean, there's not many paths to travel on these days that are much brighter, so.
That's also because it's foggy outside. And the days
end
at like
4. It is eerily foggy out. It's
freaky.
It's foggily eerie.
It's definitely spoopy.
Is it more foggily eerie or eerily foggy?
Definitely some very, very foggily spoopy, maybe.
Okay.
But not... Anywho, we're just gonna keep burning out the clock here. A, because I'm not sure I have any more good music of mine. Discover Weekly. B, because I wanna, get your guys' last thoughts. Because the world might end. So, like, really, like, last thoughts. Was it worth it? Did America do good?
No.
No.
No. Did we try?
No.
America tried to do NoFap November and failed. And that's why we put ourselves into this situation.
R.I.P.
It was a bunch of grumpy old men.
As it always is.
So wait, Jason, do you believe that Harambe has anything to do with this?
Like at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Can you connect this back to Harambe for us?
Yeah, just bring it on home.
Yeah. Tell us where we went wrong. Like, bring us home.
We went wrong. By letting a dead gorilla become a meme. Let's be real here. It's to the point where 11,000 people allegedly wrote in the name Harambe.
Oh, man.
Into the polls. People allegedly, yes, apparently, or so I was told, or so the internet told me.
Interesting.
Snopes may have debunked it, but as far as I know.
That's ridiculous. That's frustrating.
I also heard like 30,000 people wrote in Hennessy. Because anything is possible.
That's dumb.
But in short, we didn't need to kill a gorilla.
I hope you're all proud of yourselves.
Two, we didn't need to mourn a gorilla for 6 months. I ashamedly bought a shirt at the peak of the meme, and it came in after the meme died, so no. I'm very disappointed.
Well, you knew the meme was going to die. I mean, why would you buy...
It's a meme life cycle.
Why would you buy permanent merchandise for something so temporary?
The meme life cycle is as natural as, the circle of life at this point.
It's become so cynical now because it's very short-lived, just like everything, including hope and dreams.
Because we make
and
bad Ken decisions. Bones.
And Ken Bone.
He really had a fall from grace there, folks.
R.I.P.
Well, because they found his Reddit account. Like,
oh,
that
I know.
Was a fall from grace. That was a major fall.
But you know what?
Well,
he's
wait.
A weirdo, but he's human.
Aren't
true.
We all?
I'm a weirdo.
Some of us
I'm are. Not a weirdo quite like he's a weirdo in the same ways. You know, but to each their own, I guess.
Interesting. Yeah, folks. Also, the album of the day. I don't know if we were going to put this on, but... first one I picked up, John Denver and the Muppets, A Christmas Together. I might have to save this for
Christmas.
Snowy Day, yeah. I'm going to hold on to this. I mean...
John Denver and the Muppets.
You know, so it really plays very well into the whole Kermit, Grover, John Denver three-way fan fiction that I've been writing for the past few weeks.
Wow, well, please let me know when you get
that.
Yeah,
please let me read that and see how it goes.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of reading bad
fanfiction.
I'll
fan post fiction. It on my Scribd.
Jesus. I was very into reading bad fanfiction for a while, so I can like support that wholeheartedly.
There is some really bad fanfiction out there.
And it's so funny how bad it is.
It's
like
amazing.
Majestically
never
terrible.
I mean,
fiction.
Oh man, no, the Harry Potter, there's some really good Harry Potter fanfiction. Like if you're
never
looking,
read Harry legendarily, Potter either.
There is legendarily bad Harry Potter fanfiction.
Oh
fan
man,
fiction.
And
don't
they,
even get me started.
And it's multi
or are
it's
you
multimedia,
jealous of it?
Dude.
It's multifaceted. Like it's
no, dude,
absurd.
It's like multimedia. They have like YouTube videos of these like
people reading them.
Yeah, man.
And
this might be totally false, but wasn't, what's it called? 50 Shades of Grey, fan fiction of like Twilight or something initially, or Stephenie Meyer. I don't know.
Allegedly, according to the rumors, that is supposed to be a true statement.
Well, I've very rarely found that the rumors are not true, so, you know.
True. If it's a rumor and it hasn't been proven otherwise, it's true. I feel like that's how the rules of the internet works.
Yeah, I mean, I know quite a bit about the internet. I feel like I've spent the past 10 years of my life on it.
So. Only 10?
It raised me.
Get on my level.
Daddy?
Daddy?
Man, if you weren't playing RuneScape at the age of 6,
dude, then what were you doing with your time?
Very good question.
Probably being a real child, let's be real here.
What's getting
a real
exercise?
Child, though?
Getting exercise, not
going outside
being 180 pounds
that.
By the
I don't know, going outside
like
and hitting each other with
that.
Sticks, like, that's...
I mean, I did
oh,
that,
please,
too.
Man.
I did that too. I mean,
no,
come on.
Parents hitting you with sticks, that was the regular as a childhood. I feel like you weren't complete if that didn't happen to you on a regular basis.
All right, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up.
Yeah, I feel like we should just end
that. Yeah, that's on a good note. Yeah, thanks so much for tuning in, folks. This has been Nothing to See here at WMFO in Medford. Tufts Community Radio.
Is the soundboard still on?
Hopefully not.